It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. A new report says immigration detention centers in Texas and across the country have failed to protect people from COVID-19 and comply with their own safety standards. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval has more.
The report from the group Physicians for Human Rights found that 96% of migrants they interviewed were less than 6 feet from others while sleeping. Nearly half of all migrants didn't have access to soap at one point in detention. The report's author, Dr. Katie Peeler, says they interviewed 50 migrants in facilities in Texas and 11 other states.
People are not able to socially distance. People are not being routinely tested. When people are being asked about symptoms, it appears that those symptoms are largely being ignored, or people are continuing to go back to their large group settings and probably spreading COVID.
Peeler also says most migrants found out about COVID-19 through television, not from detention guards or medical staff. ICE is currently reporting 94 active COVID-19 cases in facilities across Texas. I'm Elizabeth Trofall in Houston.
Fort Bliss provided an update this week on the search for a soldier who has been missing since July. Richard Holliday's disappearance has prompted an investigation. KTEP's Angela Cocherga reports from El Paso.
The update came during an in-person briefing from Fort Bliss Senior Mission Commander Major General Sean Bernabe.
We will not stop looking for Private Holliday until we find him.
He offered a handful of journalists a chronology of what he described as an exhaustive search for Private Richard Holliday, missing since July 24th. Army Criminal Investigation Command is leading the effort.
To date, the special agents have devoted over 540 investigative hours on this case. The special agents have issued 50 subpoenas and 5 warrants. They've conducted over 160 interviews. They've executed 8 local area searches.
Holliday's parents have been critical of the Army for the initial handling of the case and waiting more than a month to notify them that their 21-year-old son was missing. General Bernabe, who arrived at Fort Bliss at the end of September, acknowledges mistakes were made.
Despite attempts, we failed to make timely initial contact with the Holliday family. This failure caused us to lose the trust of the Holliday family. We are working hard to regain their trust.
And Fort Bliss was slow to seek assistance from the Army investigators, the general said, because it was presumed Holliday was deliberately absent without leave.
Moving forward, those mistakes will not be repeated. We owe it to every family and to every service member to search for missing soldiers until that soldier is found.
The commanding general at Fort Bliss says he's asked for an investigation of Holliday's unit, including leadership and how soldiers are treated inside the battalion. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.
And in more news, the FBI warned of armed and potentially violent protests planned in all 50 state capitals, running through at least Inauguration Day next Wednesday. The FBI advised police agencies to increase security at state houses around the country. More on New Mexico preparations from KUNM's Yasmin Khan.
I talk with Major Luis Hernandez with the New Mexico State Police. Hernandez oversees the Special Operations Bureau.
Any event that calls for violence, we have to look at it very seriously. We don't take it lightly. Events like what happened in Washington, D.C., it's an attack on our democracy, and we can't allow that to happen, and we definitely are prepared to deal with whatever event may happen in the upcoming days, especially involving our local state capital or any of our local elected officials.
Hernandez said the state police depend on collaborations with local law enforcement agencies, pointing out that together with Santa Fe police, several potentially violent incidents were diffused during last week's armed pro-Trump protests at the Roundhouse. He added that he believes state police members would follow orders to quell any disturbances, regardless of their political views.
We stand with a democracy, and we've taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of New Mexico. So I can assure you that the officers are going to stand by that oath and make sure that our citizens are safe, that our elected officials are safe, and that our very own form of government is safe.
5 people have died as a result of the D.C. riots, including 2 Capitol Police officers, one from injuries sustained by rioters and one by suicide. The deadly attack on Capitol Police triggered several law enforcement and firefighting agencies around the country to take administrative action against members who were part of the riots. Hernandez says that state police officers can exercise their First Amendment rights by attending political events in their personal time, but he's not aware of any New Mexico State Police officers who joined in the Capitol coup.
Any of our officers were found to have attended that, and they were attending it causing a riot instead of protesting and exercising their rights, I think we will definitely take a look at that.
The FBI's Albuquerque field office spokesperson Frank Fisher said in an email to KUNM that all levels of law enforcement will work together with a focus on violent protesters who may threaten the safety of others or destroy property. Santa Fe police said in an email that they are expecting, quote, protests and free speech assemblies at or around the roundhouse, while Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Jamie Fuller said her department is not preparing for special operations next week. KUNM reached out to the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, but they did not respond. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.